I don't know if there's words in any language that can express how precious God is. When you've said all that you can say, you still feel so inadequate of being able to describe what God is or what He means to you. You know, when I first got right with the Lord, and then when God called me to preach, I just thought, that's going to be easy. All you got to do is just tell people. But it ain't that way. You get up and you preach a message and you say everything that you can say, and you sit down and you feel like you failed because you did not communicate it as good as it really is. And you and I today, God has so richly blessed this country that in America, biggest majority of people, they really don't know what it's like to be hungry. You know, I've used the words myself after working real hard, and you come in and you're real hungry and you say, I'm starving to death. But we're a long ways from death, and we're a long ways from the definition of the word starving. You and I today, we have been blessed above measure. And I hope and pray that I can get across the message that God got on us today. And I want you to pay close attention to these scriptures we're going to be reading. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, we're going to start with the very first verse. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Then, for lack of time, drop down to the 18th verse of this same chapter. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, we stress so much here in the country because of commercialism, but we stress so much the birth of Christ and the giving of gifts. And granted, that was the greatest gift that man ever received, was the birth of Christ there. But then the next thing you'll find that they just stress over Good Friday and the cross, the crucifixion. And that is something that each and every one of us needs to concentrate on, just how severe an awful a death that was. But then here on Sunday morning, as he rose from the dead, do you realize If he had not come forth of that grave, the other would have all been in vain. He had to come forth victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And today, just like if you read in between here, you'll find that they tried to pass a law that the disciples had stolen body. And it wasn't because that angel moved that stone. Christ, come out of there. That stone was moved just so you and I could see in and see. He's no longer there, but he raised me. Oh, thank God. That's not the end of the evidence. When you and I come and we bow before God, we ask sincere for forgiveness of our sin. Then we find out that covenant that he talked about when he rose from that grave. Said, I go to the Father, but I'll send you a comforter. Oh, I thank God. Everyone has experienced that. The world, the devil, nothing else can make it out. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you and I today, it's time to realize our life, mine especially, is about over. I was just sitting there thinking, I'm just a little over 21 years from reaching 100. So I ain't going to make that, more than likely. There are not many people that does, and not Hensley's anyhow. But, you know, it makes no difference what your age is, how long you live. It's whether you lived your life for God. That's what's going to make the difference when it comes down to the time of the end. You know, you and I, we look back and we read about these things. Christ, he showed man by coming forth and them seeing his new body. He showed man that there is life after death. He proved it to them. And he said, me and you, that we can go to be where he is. Each and every one of us, you know, the world will try and make you think it's a myth. It's just a worked up emotion. But you ever experience it? Oh, how real it is. You know, there's so many times in my life that, especially when I lived in the mountains down there in North Carolina, you get out. I used to hunt, go coon hunting. There's a lot of times you get out in those mountains, you're coming up a hollow, and there's just a little old trickle of water coming down through there. But you keep following it, and you'll get to wherever that spring is coming out. There isn't better tasting water than to lay down on your stomach and drink out of a mountain spring like that. Oh, how fresh it is. Well, you and I today, it's hard to find pure water in the world because we contaminated things so. But I thank God that water of God is still pure. It's still clean. Man can't contaminate that. Why God made that where man can't get his hand on the things of salvation and the things of God. It's a gift from God that he stands ready to give each and every one of us. But we got to want it. We got to be willing to receive it. And if we don't, oh, it's our fault if we're empty. It's our fault if we don't know what it is to feel the Spirit of God moving in our life. You know, it's something that's real, that God stands ready to prove it unto all those that hunger and thirst for it. And that's something that you and I, God left it in man's hands. We've got to hunger and thirst for the things of God. We've got to call upon God. He'll come and knock upon our heart, letting us know, dealing with us, letting us know that we need to be born again. But it's up to us whether we open the door and let him come in. God does not force anybody to live for him. Every day of our life, we got to get up and make that decision. this day I'm going to live it for God. And you and I, we might not be able to change the lives of those around us, but God said He'd give us the sincere desires of our heart. If we want to live a Christian life, it's within reach of us. God didn't make it impossible things. And you realize, He said, though it be a fool or a wayfaring man, he need not err therein. That's how plain God made the Bible. You know, we've got people that's so highly educated. I was just reading or listening to the news this week, and if I ain't mistaken, unless I heard it wrong, some of our higher education college here in the United States, it costs the better part of $100,000 a year to be educated. And you know what we're turning out? They don't even know what makes a male and what makes a female. And we call them educated. We send them there, spend a pile of money to bring them out fools. You and I today. I've got grandchildren here that not even in first grade, they can tell you what's a girl and what's a boy. How much intelligence do we need? God made it the plan of salvation just that plain. Do you realize all the way back there in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, people say, oh, they didn't give no sacrifice. Something died for because God clothed them in skin after their naked. He wasn't satisfied with them using leaves. Some blood was shed. You and I today, Christ come because there wasn't nothing sufficient to redeem me because my sin was so great. But it took the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so thankful. It's still sufficient today. If we'll only put our faith and trust in it. You and I hear these women, they come to the grave. They was wondering who was going to roll the stone away. God done took care of that. You and I today, you might think there's problems in my life so great. There's no way to solve them. No, not you trying to solve them. But God's got the answer. He's just waiting for you to ask the question. Each and every one of us, God is able to deliver. And He stands with His arms outstretched. But first of all, we must surrender our will to God's will. You know, it's not God's will that any should perish. That's Bible. So if you're not right with God, you're going against the will of God. Because He wants you to be a Christian. He wants you to know what salvation's all about. He wants you to feel that to where you can tell the whole world just how real God is. You know, I forget how it goes. Carol and I was listening to a song yesterday. Talking about when you get to heaven and the things that God's going to have there in store for us. But how can we accept Him till we thank Him for what He's done for us? You and I, how can we look? There are people all over the world saying, oh, I'm going to have me a mansion. I'm going to have this. I don't deserve anything like that. Just for me to be able to go into that city, that's more than I deserve. But you and I, it's going to take before we'll feel like we thank God enough. Each and every one of us, God give us mercy here. He's given us a plan of salvation. He gave us a wonderful life. He gave us joy and serenity. What more can we have for and each and every one of us? If we'll be honest, we owe God more praise and honor and glory than we've got time to give Him. You and I today, these ladies, they had a desire because Christ meant so much to them. They had a desire to go anoint His dead body. They had forgot the promise Christ made them. I'm going to raise in 3 days. You realize there is not anything that God has ever told man that he was going to do that he didn't do. There's not anything that he's told us that's going to come to pass that isn't going to come to pass just the way that he said it. Man don't want to believe it. They don't want to accept it. But each and every one of us, whether we believe it or not, God's word is going to come to pass just the way that God said it. And for us to raise our children and teach them about God, that's just the beginning of hoping your children will have a happy life. Because without God, you know, man down here, we find pleasure for a season in things of sin. But how many people in the world playing around with drugs and they say, you know, oh, I've used that up plenty of time. It won't hurt you. And because they didn't know who mixed that batch, they take it just like they've always done. And it had some fentanyl in it or something that they wasn't planning on. They never regained consciousness again. They died. Went out to meet God. People say, oh, they went out to meet God without a chance. No, they passed by all their chances. They went out to meet a just and honest God with the choices and the life that they lived. You and I today, our choices we make today can mean whether we go for eternity in happiness and in the presence of God, or for eternity in a devil's hell. Do you realize hell was not even made for human family? It was made for the devil and his angels. But because of our sin and rejecting God, that's where we're going to end up, where the devil and his angels are. You and I today, there's no comfort to be found in that. Each one of us, God has been so merciful to us here in this life. He's blessed us beyond measure. I don't know. All you got to do is look around. There's very few people you can see that you can say they're way underweight. Most of us have been blessed to where we have more to eat than we need because we carry the evidence around. And those that's underweight, it's probably a lot of time because they're picky. They pick and choose, and they don't want to choose to eat that that's healthy. Do you realize that's the way a lot of Christians are? They pick and choose, and they're not willing to take what God sends their way. That could bring them health and spiritual strength, but they're weaklings. They're sick spiritually. Some dying. You know, probably it would be a good thing if for just now and then, God would allow everybody that walked through the doors of the church to see everybody there and their own self as their spiritual body looks. Some of us might be wanting to run and get a whole bunch to eat because we look like we're a corpse just ready to fall over. Why? Because we reject the messages and the things God sends our way. When God has blessings, and every bit of God's word is for my good and your good. And when we reject parts of it, we just hurt our own self. That's who we're hurting. And those that's following in our footsteps. While we get some song to sing, I beg you, please, don't forget the plan of salvation, the part that he rose and became our mediator. When we get on our knees and pray, oh, you know, that's such a blessing to me to hear a testimony here Wednesday night of just the things of God and how real God can be to you. That is exactly what God wants to be to each and every one of us. No matter where we're at, if we're all alone, God wants to be real to us. He wants us to feel him. He wants us to hear him. He wants to answer our prayers because he's listening to us. You and I today, God has proven Himself time and time and time again, His great love for us. Do we prove we love Him by living a life for Him, no matter where we go? For those that we come in contact with, they're going to see we're different. The things we want to do, everything about us is different from that of the world. While we sing, will you come? He's calling for each and every one of us, and it's our choice whether we want to live for Him or not. God's not going to make anybody. But I beg you, please, take the time to remember the most important thing that you'll ever come in contact with in your life is Christ. The other day I was up for sales and in a store up there run by Amish and stuff. Seen that sign back there that I got. And on the back of it, it was originally sold at Hobby Lobby for $59.99 is what the price was on it. And then it's got a clearance marked on it for $30. And I got it up there for $15. When you read it, I can't read it all from here. But happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. I can't see the rest of it on down. But it's something each and every one of us, we need to think about that sign. It's very true. I remember the last one. Every moment, thank God. That's what me and you needs to do. Everything in there, even when things seem to be going wrong, thank God, because it could be a lot worse. Just like when Jubal turned the skid steer over. That was terrible, but it could have been so much worse. If it's just in a few feet out, it might have ended up down the pond and him underwater. You and I today, everything comes away, the devil will try and say, boy, that's terrible. You mess up. You just might as well throw up your hands and quit. And you can look up right in that very moment and start praising God and finding out God is real. And, you know, when you're praising God when things are going wrong, you'll find out they'll turn out a lot better. People this day and time, their answer, there's a song out, how does that go? Something, then come Jesus, yeah. And in the song, one place, talked about, he's about ready to cuss, and then come Jesus. You know, there's something matter with that heart. If a Christian cuss words is coming to your mind, you know, there's something wrong in there. That ain't what happens with a Christian. When things get difficult, you pray. Things going wrong, you pray. That should be the first answer to every question, prayer. And if you're not doing that, I tell you, you're missing out on a great blessing, because all Wednesday night here, and the young people of this church, I've seen prayers that I've prayed for some time answered. You and I today, each one of us, don't be slack concerning the things of God. You don't get the answer you're praying for today. If you know it's pleasing to God to answer what you're asking, keep on asking till you get the answer. Anyone? Got anything on your heart before we close?